Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Modern talking. Just Different, a very special podcast with Tomas Andas. Modern talking.
Welcome, everybody, to the second episode of A Very Private Matter, a very special podcast with Tomas Andas. We are actually right in Tomas Andas' living room in his wonderful home in Koblenz, right by the River Rhine. Thanks, Tomas, very much for having us in such a private atmosphere.
It's always a pleasure.
Thank you very much. Okay, we talked last time about why a podcast, and you said you could also write a book, but people don't read anymore.
Maybe cooking books.
So we're talking about your life, and I had to think a lot about the last episode because I was imagining myself as a 9-year-old kid standing in front of so many people. So that must have been very special for you. I mean, in such a young age to be that prominent on a stage.
I think this is an adult thinking.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that when you're a kid, mm-hmm. and like I was 9 years old, then you don't reflect what you're doing.
Okay.
Because normally kids are doing things for fun and when they have joy doing it. And for me, was it a big joy being on stage. Mm-hmm. And I didn't, taxiing out.
Yeah.
Oh my God, so many people, when I'm missing and what am I going to do? And well, maybe it's great and, the people will like me. No, you don't think about that. You just want to go, you go ahead and you're performing and you're in your special dream. And all this thinking comes with the adult years.
Okay. Do you think that this sort of made you fit for what happened in your later life?
Every life experience made you.
Okay.
Makes you fit for what's coming up.
What I'm thinking of is that, because I think it's a very good point to say, okay, that's adult thinking. And as a kid, you just don't think about this. But when you go on stage today, you don't think about it. It's just like you like to do it and...
Yes. Is it in English the same word like in German, Lampenfieber? Do they? Is it?
Stage fright.
Stage fright.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
So we do stage fright.
Yeah.
This. I think it's a character thing.
Okay.
I know colleagues who are on stage for 60 years, uh-huh. and they're really going nearly to death.
Okay.
If they just, a few minutes before entering the stage. I was never that strong in that feeling, but I was kind of nervous.
Okay.
But since, I would say, more or less 10 years, there's not a fixed date in it, I don't feel that anymore. I feel it... When I just I had it when I had after 1 year in the pandemic mm-hmm. area, in the COVID year, I had after 1 year I had my first job,
yeah,
and that was special.
Okay,
because this after 12 months, to enter the stage, this is something new. Not new, not really new, but it's not that familiar like it was in the years before.
Okay.
But normally I don't feel nervous because it's for me always fun.
This is so, I really think it, this is amazing because I could feel that, that it's still fun for you to do that. It's, I don't think that you go on stage and it's like, ah, I have to do this. And you just go there with your heart.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know, when we are on tour and you know, I have always the same musicians and nearly the same crew, for technicians. And you know, when I'm with my booking manager and this is really the truth. Truth, it's when the intro is on, you know, the musicians go on stage. And intro is always in between one and a half minute, something like this. I'm start telling a joke because it just came up in my mind. That, oh, I have to tell you this. It's wonderful. And blah, 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 and so on and so on. And then because I know exactly my timing, this is... because I do it for so many years, I hate to say I'm such a professional, but it's a kind of professionalism.
You just know what you do.
I know. Oh, thank you. Yeah, because you know, I know exactly. Okay, now I have eight bars, eight bars for the spot for me, and it took me to go up the stairs and you know come behind the curtain, take me 4 bars, so I have 4 bars telling a joke.
Okay, so we're talking a kid 12 years old. Was it like the ladder? There was just the next step and to fame and success? Or how did it work? I mean, what was your first professional step and how did that go on after you performing in this special place here in Koblenz?
To be really honest, I had a time, it was between 12 and 14, that I was not so into singing on stage or into music at all.
Okay.
Because, you know, my interests were different parts, and because of the break of the voice, you know, boys have
puberty, yeah,
yes, yeah. And the break of the voice, it just I was always in between, because when you're young, when you're a kid, you can sing the women's
parts.
Mm-hmm. When you're an adult, you sing the male parts, so it's female and male, but when as long as you're in puberty, you're just in between.
Okay,
so there was no music for me which I found which were in my interest, and music I could sing because even it was too high or it was too low.
Okay.
So I didn't enjoy it anymore. But in that time, I had a job in a hotel on the River Mosel, and I was like a barkeeper. Okay, I was not the head, but you know, but I was
you were standing behind the bar.
I was standing, definitely standing behind the bar. And there was some very funny story. I just turned into 15, something like this. And I had a casting in Koblenz.
So we're talking casting show or?
Not what we know it. How it is today. It was not Koblenz is looking for the super idol. No. It was just from radio station.
Yeah.
It was for radio. It was a radio station. And they were looking for talents. And it was every Sunday. It was Sunday noon show. And there was, for every Sunday, they made a recall for 3.
Okay.
Out of a bunch from, I don't know, 15, 18, 20, whatever. And at the last Sunday, you know, the winners from every Sunday, he got a record contract.
Okay. So how do I have to imagine this? This was like happening in a restaurant or?
No, it always happened in a tent.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. It was in a tent and we had the pre-casting was on a Friday. And from these 15, 18, you know, talents, they took three out of these 18 for the Sunday show. And I, you know, had my performance there, and I still remember I sung winner song from the Eurovision Song Contest, Brotherhood of Man. It was Kisses for Me.
You still remember the song? Yeah,
Kisses for Me. Save all your kisses for me. So it was.
Just a moment. You just listened to Thomas Anders just singing in his living room the song that he performed on a casting show.
Oh, yeah. I sing every day for my wife in my living room. And every day, you know, she is really sitting in front of my grand piano and I'm playing for her during a concert. No, I'm saying, yes, I'm singing in my living room.
It's a special moment. I'm sorry. Okay, so you sing there. You sing this song and what happened? You won. No?
No, not even under the three. Oh. I didn't even reach the recall.
What happened?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Well, I can tell you. a few minutes later, I will tell you the truth.
Yeah.
So I went home with my father. Well,
but did something go wrong?
No. I found I was the best. And okay. I didn't understand why three other people were in the recall for the Sunday.
Yeah.
And I said to my father, I don't know what I did wrong because I think it was great and the lyrics were right, the tonation were right, my movings and blah, blah, blah. On stage, everything was fine. He said, well, sometimes, boy, life is not easy and so on and so on. So next day was Saturday. And that Saturday in the afternoon, my brother called me. So it wasn't the time of mobiles.
Okay. Yeah?
Let's reflect it. So
Where did he call you?
In the hotel.
So you were back working, on the job.
Okay. I were working and I did my job. I was doing my job. And so I got a call from my brother and he said there were two gentlemen from this radio station, RTL.
It's Radio Luxembourg.
Radio Luxembourg, exactly.
Yeah,
so yes, it was a very famous radio station at that time. And they would talk to you. And I said, yes, what does it mean? And he said, well, they will come to the hotel and will ask you something. They didn't tell me what they wanted to know.
Okay.
So I was very kind of nervous.
It's an awkward situation. You stand there on your job and you wait for somebody who probably can do something for you. I can see that.
Probably change my life, help me in my music career, whatever. And so, but time flies, and after 1 hour, 2 hours, whatever, I was working there and doing my coke and blah blah and apple spritzer or what they call it, and here's some whiskey and here's some wine and blah 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 for the people in front of the desk, and there were two men. They were ordering, and it was very popular in Germany. It was an apple schnapps.
Okay.
Very popular in these times. And second round, third. And I said, excuse me, gentlemen, you always drink alone because I want to make money, And they said, well, what are you going to drink? And I said, I drink Coke with cognac.
Okay.
It was very popular in these times as well. So I got one, I got to most of it. I really, you know.
You didn't drink then.
No, yeah. I didn't drink it. But I want to make money. And so after 1.5 hour they were sitting there, they said, we just want to let you know we are from RTL.
Oh.
And I said,
so you just made money out of the people who could change your life.
And I said, oh, this is not my usual way. How I'm acting. How can I help you? They were laughing. And then he said, when is your time off? And or when you have a break? And they want to talk to me. And so we talked about it. And they just made the contact to my first producer from the song Judy, my first single in German language.
First single in German language. But how did that happen? I mean, they talked with you. You were like...
They said, yeah, they're very sad that I didn't make it in the recall. But they said, well, we think you have talent and maybe we can help you. We have a very wonderful, great friend of ours. He's a producer. Mm-hmm. And maybe you have the chance to see him in the next weeks and blah, blah. So from that day on, it nearly took 1 year.
Okay.
So it was not on the next month.
Okay. So it took. So 1 year of working in the
of
studio.
Working, and making contracts and, you know, searching for a record company and so on. Okay, it was Judy. My first single in German language was never successful. But anyway.
But I mean, your first single, you were like 16 years old.
Yes.
Okay. I didn't produce my first single when I was 60. I'm still waiting for it. So
it's never too late.
Okay.
And I don't know, maybe 20 years later or whatever.
Okay.
One of these guys from the radios, from RTL Radio, Luxembourg, came to me. We saw each other. You know, I don't know where it was. Somewhere in Germany. And he was living for many years in another country in Europe and not in Germany. And so he came to me and so we had dinner and we laughed, you know, these old times. And then he said, well, I have to tell you the truth. His colleague and he, they gave me at the casting 0 points.
On purpose.
Because they didn't want to see me in the recall. Because then they had no chance for a contract, for making a contract with me. And he said, but please, please believe me, I wouldn't have told you this if you wouldn't have been such successful. And he said, but now I can talk about this. And all I said was, thank you. It was a good idea.
Yeah, because then you would have been like a child star and probably for a record or something like that. And
The winner from all of this complete casting never made it.
Yeah.
He had a contract and he released one single.
Yeah.
And that was it.
So he's still making money with you?
Okay, to be really, really honest, he never made money with me. Oh.
but that was a good guy.
Good or bad, or, you know, there are situations in life that happens.
Oh.
And what I found out is, you know, sometimes when we wanted something very strong, very badly, you know, we deserve, we say we deserve it, or we are so, our complete energy, we put the complete energy on these topics, whatever. And if this special case is not happening, at the end of the line, you will see it was good.
Okay.
And there's one thing I'm going to tell me all the time. There's, I don't know if it's true, but it's a good story.
And that's what we're here for.
There is, the story is that, you know, on the way from the Titanic to America. There was one guy, he wanted to go on this ship. And there was no ticket. You know, it was sold out. It was, you know, occupied, packed. And he wanted to make this trip with the Titanic. And he gave another guy much more money and he buyed him out.
Okay.
And then he was dead. So never ever want something very hardly. Yes?
That's a good point. If faith don't want you on that boat, faith got a story for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And this is really something I see in my complete life. Even yeah. today, when something, you know, for the first view, you think this is the wrong thing. Why, yeah. you know, I worked so hard to getting this contract, or why did it happen, or why? There's too much whys all over the place. And sometimes it takes weeks, sometimes it takes years, and you know why it was much better to go another way.
Okay. I got a special request now. You promised that every podcast episode will be ended with a special performance by Thomas Anders. I mean, just mm-hmm. to make that clear mm-hmm. for all the listeners, a special,
go ahead,
private.
Go ahead.
Because he said your first single wasn't successful. Maybe it's going to be successful late when you play it for us.
No, can't be. I will play it for you. But to, you know, now to put it on the point, it was my first single.
Yeah.
And it was in German language. I'm going to translate it.
Okay.
And the line is, the song is called Judy. Yeah. 16 years, it's your age.
Yeah.
And with 16 years, you're old enough that you know what you do when you spend the night with me, you know? Me, 59, with a 16-year-old girl, I've been in jail.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Okay.
But I will sing it for you.
Okay, thank you.
So it makes you happy.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So while Thomas is going to the piano here in his living room, I just wanted to point out that there is the possibility for you to contact with this podcast. If you want to ask questions, you can do that. You just have to write an email to podcast@thomas-anders.com. So it is podcast@thomas-anders.com. And now Thomas is performing this special song just for you and for me.
Was du tust, wenn du mich küsst und abends bei mir bist. Judy, no Judy, denk daran, ich liebe dich. Und was zählt, sind du und ich, Judy.
Modern Talking, just different. Now on all platforms, the new podcast with Thomas Anders.
Modern Talking.
Subscribe now, the new podcast with Thomas Anders.
Hold up. Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.